T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now we go to the Midwest. Dr. Orfeh Dievengay is the chief economist at the Illinois Policy Institute. Dr. Dievengay, Jody Ambrosio and Ray Dunaway on WTSC in Hartford. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thank you. So why is the Illinois Policy Institute interested in Connecticut's economic issues?
Well, you know, we're having some crazy proposals being passed around in Illinois among lawmakers. The new governor of Illinois has proposed a shift from our flat income tax to a progressive income tax. And Connecticut happened to be the last state 30 years ago to go from a flat income tax to a progressive income tax. So we want to find out what that would mean for our economy.
Okay, so here's the deal. And by the way, isn't Pritzker part of the Hyatt family? They own the Hyatt hotels and all that jazz. I think they do. Anyway, if the fact is, you know, like here, we have the Progressive Caucus, okay? They're saying that progressive, let's go beyond that. Let's tack the rich guys really hard, thinking that's going to take care of some of the budget issues. And your research says that that doesn't necessarily happen that way.
Oh, no, absolutely not. In fact, you know, in Connecticut, the people that were harmed the most by the shift, the introduction of an income tax and then the shift to a progressive income tax were low-income families. In fact, what we saw during the 90s when the American economy was booming and poverty was falling all over the place, the poverty rate in Connecticut increased by 47%. Right after the introduction of progressive income tax. And our research shows that that increase, about 60% of that increase, could be directly attributed to the shift to a progressive income tax.
How do the Illinois, what solutions in Illinois, if there have been any, do you, when you look at the Connecticut tax plans, do you think could work in our state, so that people aren't suffering such hideous tax pain?
Well, you know, the most of the job creation is taken care of by small business owners, and you know, these small business owners are not, you know, millionaires. You know, they're just, you know, hardworking families who employ people. And so, you know, if you start taking resources away from these people, resources that were dedicated to creating new jobs or to giving raises to their employees, what you end up seeing is, you know, fewer jobs being created and people who are just trying to get up the economic ladder being left out of it. And that's how the poverty rate increases. We're seeing that in Illinois, and we're telling our lawmakers, look, you cannot do this because we have a perfect example of what happens when you do something like that. That example is Connecticut. You know, Connecticut shifted to a progressive income tax, and since then it's struggled to balance its budgets. It has done absolutely nothing to repair the state's fiscal situation.
Well, and Doctor, one of the things isn't the commonality between Connecticut and Illinois, from what I'm reading, is both of us have kind of unfunded liabilities when it comes to pensions, for example.
That's right. You know, in Illinois, we have $133 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. And in Connecticut, you know, you have unfunded liabilities just the same. You have this defined benefit pension plan that's just continuing to grow. You know, how do we fix it, right? So, you know, we talk about fixing it in Illinois. Lawmakers are not listening. But, you know, the only way to fix it is to stop the liability from increasing. That means reforming the growth in our pension liabilities. You know, there's no way to tax your way out of the problem, because every time you raise taxes, you hurt your tax base.
Well, and as a practical matter, Doctor, we had a guy who did middays here for a while. He's now out for illness. But, you know, he pointed out, if you took every dime from everybody making over $1 million a year, it's still not going to address the problem. That wouldn't be enough money.
That's right. That's right. Now, you know, there's there's a, you know, you take that and you multiply it, because, you know, these are not the only two states across the country who are facing these huge unfunded liabilities. But there's just no political will, right? So, you know, politicians have their special interests that are pushing for, you know, more taxpayer dollars going to these, you know, public sector union members. And of course, politicians concerned only about their reelection and not about taxpayers have been ignoring our calls to reform these broken pension systems.
All right.
Well, it's good to know we're not alone in our issues.
Yeah,
Dr. Orfe Devungi, chief economist at the Illinois Policy Institute. Doctor, we
thanks
had a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
So thanks for having me.
All right.
Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.